Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number four, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, kicking off another week of action by giving all new customers a can't-miss offer. You bet just $1 on any football game this week, and you'll receive $150 in free bets instantly. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I'm Jim Galante. He's Dustin Hawkinsmith. We've been talking about the Penn State-Indiana game. But, Dusty, it's time to look forward. Penn State-Iowa, a top five clash. And we should probably make note that Penn State was ahead of Iowa coming into this weekend. Penn State fourth, Iowa fifth, Oregon was number three. And as you might expect in this season of college football, the unexpected happens. Oregon loses to Stanford, which, by the way, was an interesting game if you got to see any of it, or especially the ending. Iowa's big win over Maryland caused them to jump Penn State. So it's now Iowa 3, Penn State 4. How upset are you that Iowa passed Penn State in the rankings?
Well, I mean, Penn State bypassed Iowa when they a weekend where they both won. So I feel like the voters kind of view these two teams as sort of interchangeable. So whoever has the freshest, biggest win, you know, most recently, which that qualifies as Iowa going into Maryland and beating them 51-14. And it's an interesting point because I've ragged on Iowa a good bit on this program. And I do have a belief that, especially coaches who have been in the same place for a long time, there's regression to the mean. You know, it's an exciting group, and they've made some big plays. And that defense has been a game changer, one of the best in the country across the board. But I do feel like Iowa is Iowa under Kirk Ferentz, and they're going to be Iowa again this weekend. I do feel like, you know, Maryland is Maryland. New coach Mike Locksley, they're going to get messy and sloppy, and things are going to fall apart. Iowa going into College Park and winning 51-14 was exactly like Penn State going in and beating them 59-0 two years ago. Penn State was an underdog in that game. So, like, the idea of Maryland playing some lights-out football early and creating a narrative that things are on the upswing in College Park, and maybe they very well could be, but that's been snuffed out a bunch of times. Iowa has been in this spot a bunch of times, and maybe I'm just like cynical about Iowa, cynical about Maryland, but I'm not blown away by Iowa blowing out Maryland. They got rattled early and the wheels fell off, and Iowa had a part in that for sure. But in terms of the ranking, who cares? Like, if you look at what the point spread, Iowa by 2.5, I mean, isn't that the suggestion that if they were playing on a neutral field, Penn State would probably be about a field goal favorite?
That's exactly what it means. And I'm quickly looking up the latest, because what I saw was 1.5. Maybe it's gone to 2.5. Since then, and it may vary a little bit, but yeah, it's pretty obvious, as you said, the voters are looking at Penn State and Iowa as pretty equivalent, and whoever the home team is would probably be favored. Now, watching Iowa and Iowa being Iowa, one of the things, the stat that stood out to me for Iowa this year, they have 12 interceptions on their defense. Meanwhile, they've thrown one interception. And I typically look at turnovers as being fairly random. But at what point does it stop being a random occurrence and start being, hey, this is who they are. They make these happen and they force them. I would tend to think that averaging over 2 interceptions per game, that's the point where you start saying, yep, that's what this defense is about.
And this looks like a special group when it comes to that. Like, I think Kirk Ferentz has the horses to execute what his defense is all about and do that at an extremely high level and you know, maybe bait teams into losing their patience, bait quarterbacks into losing their patience. And that's just one thing that Penn State really can't afford to do. So I do think it's part of the fiber and the personality. I also think that there's been a really, really favorable run of generous opposing offenses that Penn State can't fall into that category. So I think as long as they do that, Penn State's fine in this one. Iowa's offense hasn't really been asked to do much of anything. You know, their quarterback hasn't been asked to make a lot of game changing throws. And I'm not sure he's capable of it. Rushing wise, you know, Tyler Goodson is a really, really good running back, but Iowa's averaging 3.4 yards per carry. Maybe part of that is game flow and being in situations where everybody in the building knows that they're going to be running. But I think Iowa's defense is really, really good. I think it's a step up from Wisconsin, but similar scope of challenge. And it's just a matter of don't make that crushing mistake.
Is this a situation where this game is going to be decided by Sean Clifford? If he turns the ball over, if he throws interceptions, like we saw so much from him last season, like we've seen Iowa forcing the turnovers through the first five games of the season, Iowa wins. If he doesn't do that, Penn State wins.
I think if you want to boil it down to one thing, I really think that that's it. I think with Penn State, where they're at in the running game, you're going to have to get creative. And I think one of the good things that has come with this schedule is that Wisconsin, Ball State, Auburn, Villanova, and Indiana were all tests of Penn State's patience, you know, to varying degrees, for sure. Patience when things aren't going very well. That happened at Wisconsin. They were able to kind of pull through that with a great big assist from the defense, which I think will be necessary at points in this game as well. But I think Penn State has been challenged to stay within themselves for large portions of their five games so far. The scope of that challenge changes a bit. The pressure gets ratcheted up because you're on the road at night against the number three team in the country. They're a takeaway machine so far. So it does change some things, but I think everything that Penn State has kind of gone through 5 weeks helps with their ability to not lose sight of and not lose patience in themselves. Sean Clifford's been tested in that area. Mike Yurcich has been tested in that area. And I think that experience is going to be a big part of Saturday night.
Does it help that this is actually going to be a 4 o'clock game as opposed to a night game for Penn State being on the road?
Yeah, I do think, you know, the 4 o'clock window with the TV coverage there probably helps a little bit. But, you know, in the second half of this thing, there's, I don't know if they're striping out or whatever, but the fact of the matter is you're going to have a pretty energetic crowd. You're going to you're going to be on the road. And I think the scope of the challenge is pretty much there, whether it's night or dusk.
All right. So we've got 3 versus 4. I don't think there's any doubt in anybody's mind nationwide, Alabama and Georgia are probably the two best teams in the country. With that as the given, are Iowa and Penn State the third and fourth best teams in the country?
I would put Penn State higher on that list than Iowa because they look like, you know, athletically, size-wise, NFL players-wise, you know, they look more like an SEC team this year than I think any other year that we've seen them, just across the board. 1 through 85, talk about their starting units, talk about their depth chart. Penn State has more special players on their roster than Iowa does. Whether that translates to, you know, being a better team is obviously about more than that, but yeah, I mean, I think you make a much better case for Penn State than Iowa. You make a good case for both of these teams, but you know, we're still at the very, very beginning of learning what these teams are all about. And you think about trying to take an Iowa and put them, you know, against an Ole Miss or put them against an Arkansas before they got waxed by Georgia. You know, you could be having different conversations here in 2 to 3 weeks. So I think the parity in college football has been an incredible part of the season so far. You don't know much of anything about any of these teams yet, but I think Penn State's going through more defining stuff. And I get it. You can put Wisconsin out there and say, hey, they're 1-3 now. They suck, whatever. You can say that about Auburn, although they got a big win on the road at LSU coming back late. I think that's a pretty decent team. I think they've been tested in ways that they've needed to be tested. It's been consistent from week one to now. I think that's going to help them, but you know, you can never just say flat out with some of these other SEC teams and stuff. But right now, I mean, who else would you say?
I don't know. I really don't. And, you know, you talked about the schedule, like the Wisconsin win maybe doesn't look as good. I argue that Wisconsin week one is probably a better team than they turned into. Auburn, you know, if you watch that Georgia State game, you said, oh, wow, you know, definitely Auburn played down to the level of the opponent, but I always felt Auburn has the talent. Had they lost to Georgia State, I'm not sure they could come back from that loss emotionally. But what we saw was a team capable of going into LSU and beating them, and they did that. Now, going forward, you're right. Penn State, Iowa, why not them? But it's time, Dustin, and I'm going to give you a good minute and a half here. What's going to happen? You get a chance to make your prediction, and if you have a bold prediction, let's hear that also.
Oh, I hadn't thought about the bold prediction. I was formulating the score in my mind. I have a really hard time believing Iowa's scoring more than 17 points in this game. I think they're going to struggle to get to 17, and I think they might need a little assist from Penn State if they're going to get there. So I've got for the score, I'm going to say 21-16 Penn State as the final there. In terms of how about bold prediction, I guess with the way Iowa's playing, a bold prediction would be to say that Penn State's not going to turn the ball over against them. Maybe I think I'll say that. I think they'll come out. There's going to be a lot of short passing. I mean, get the ball in Jahan Dotson's hands. You see how much good stuff can happen there. I think the tight ends can positively impact this game. You get those three guys on the field. It's going to be tough for Iowa to cover that the entirety of the field against these guys. So I'm going to say turnover free, Penn State win outright, 21-16.
That's a pretty good call. I think also, and we didn't talk about it at all here today, was special teams. I think Jordan Stout could be a real factor in this game.
Yeah, pin him deep. You know, he's automatic on punts. He's automatic on kickoffs. That kind of sneaky field position edge. I mean, I think he's number six in the country in punting. I think you don't appreciate that until you have a game like this where it's going to matter.
Exactly. All right, Dusty, that is it for our show. Thank you all for listening, and be sure to join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is kicking off another week of action by giving all new customers a can't-miss offer. Bet just $1 on any football game this week and receive $150 in free bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.